Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and this is your tarot card of the day for Friday, May 3rd, 2024. We have a really spectacular judgment card. This one is from the Divine Diversity Tarot by, believe it or not, a comic artist named Joe Phillips. And this is a very intense looking card, and it is so appropriate. If you were here with me yesterday, then you remember I mentioned Pluto kicking off another retrograde season and being retrograde up until October 11th in the sign of Aquarius and then Capricorn before moving back to Aquarius post-retrograde. And our judgment card is associated with the planet Pluto. Couldn't nail it any better than this. Pluto is all about that death, rebirth, and transformation. And when it goes retrograde, we still have changes in our outer world, but we begin to transform from within as well. And this is a good thing because it allows us to explore those deeper, darker parts of us where we need rebirth. And this card is definitely a rebirth card. So, you know, what will it be? I think that you know what you need to deal with, but now you have the opportunity to work with those shadowy parts and to, you know, make some important decisions along the way, because this is a very karmic card, one which incorporates, you know, life-changing decisions even. Today has a decent feel about it, okay? We have a Pisces moon, which hopefully you have no big plans because it tends to be a little dreamy. And it will make a couple of aspects, one being a sextile with the sun and the other a conjunction with Saturn. You might actually accomplish something here, at least within the more creative realms. What we do have going on today, which is really what this card wants to emphasize and is all about, is a sextile between Mars, which is at home in Aries, and can't get much better than that unless it's in Scorpio. And it will be sextile to Pluto in Aquarius. And, you know, this just gives you what you need to do exactly what we're talking about, to make those changes. And something tells me you'll be able to do, you know, both inner and outer here. Not all change during this time frame is confined to inner change, but you have to start from within. And in order to achieve this rebirth that you need, you really need to begin to transform, especially with whatever that Aries energy means for you and the Aquarius as well. You put the two together and you're going to be able to see what in your life needs to be resolved. And you might want to start by forgiving yourself and just working on making the changes. You will be amazed at what you're able to accomplish. I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.